Have you ever had to get x-rays? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I had to get x-rays 3 or 4 times this last summer after fracturing my elbow. And I'll tell you, those first few were not fun. In order to see everything correctly, I had to hold my arm a certain way that my arm was, at the time, not capable of doing at first. But by my last x-ray, I was able to complete the steps pretty easily, thank God. But I'll never forget that sharp pain from those first uncomfortable elbow positions. Have you ever had to get x-rays? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called, surprise, surprise, X-Rays by A.W. Smith. Do you know why dentists take x-rays of our teeth? Even though dentists and dental hygienists look for cavities while they clean people's teeth, some small cavities can't be seen with just the human eye. So by using an x-ray, dentists can find cavities before they're visible on the surface. Then they can fill those small cavities to make sure the problem doesn't get any worse, saving us from more painful issues in the future. X-rays are a big help because they show us things in our bodies that we wouldn't otherwise be able to see. In a way, the Bible does that too. Through His Word, God examines our hearts and shows us our need for Jesus. As we read or listen to the Bible, He shows us where there's sin in our lives, and He also points us to the remedy. The truth is, a lot of sin in our lives can remain hidden, even hidden from ourselves. But when we examine ourselves through the lens of the Bible, we realize how desperately we need a Savior. Seeing our own sinfulness is never easy. In fact, it can be deeply painful. But it's more painful to let sin stay hidden in the darkness, where it will grow and cause more and more damage. We can only find freedom by bringing our sin into the light and letting Jesus deal with it. Because He loves us so much, Jesus went to the cross for us, giving up His life so we could be forgiven. Then He rose from the dead, and now His Spirit lives inside everyone who puts their trust in Him. He delights in helping us walk in His good ways, leaving our old sinful ways behind, and instead doing what's right. So as we read the Bible, we can be on the lookout for what God might want to say to us. Like an x-ray, Scripture reveals things inside us that we can't always see. Things like cruel thoughts and selfish desires. It shows us sin in our hearts, and it also tells us about Jesus and how He died and rose again to save us from sin. As soon as we recognize our sin, the best thing we can do is confess it to God. Then, walk forward in freedom, following our loving Savior. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever been convicted of a sin while reading the Bible? As you read today's scripture passages, consider asking Jesus to show you what you need to give over to Him today. It can be helpful to confess our sin to a trusted Christian who can remind us of Jesus' love and grace and encourage us to walk with Him. Who is someone in your life who you could be honest with? As you and I can read in Hebrews 4:12, "For the Word of God is alive and active. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 139, 23 through 24, 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17, and Hebrews 4:12 through 16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? Well, I encourage you to head over to Instagram and follow us at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's Devo, which is a story of shadow and light with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.